talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Andy Williams with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass, and they've got a great special going on through the end of the year. If you've got a little crack in your windshield, you can bring it to Century Glass, and they will fix that up for you. And then they also apply this coating on your windshield, which is kind of like Rain-X on steroids, and allows you to you can go through a thunderstorm and not have to turn on your windshield wipers. It's a really, really good thing. They're providing that for free through the end of the year if you bring in your car. And they, of course, Century Glass, besides windshield repairs, they do all sorts of great things to help you with heavy shower glass doors in your bathroom and that kind of thing. We'll also be talking with Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Also Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture, and they've got a big sale going on right now. And finally, Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. But I did want to remind you, if you have not picked up the most recent issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you're almost out of time, because at the end of this month, we will be a brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine will be out and about, our winter 2021 issue. That'll be released on January 4th. And so maybe try to run by some of the spots where we haven't run out already, like Melser Tile in North Charleston, or Moloff's Plumbing Supply in downtown Charleston, or Gateway Supply in North Charleston as well. I think Charleston Lamp Company in West Ashley probably still has some of our fall issues. And coming up in our winter issue, we're going to be focusing on our big feature is on Low Country Kitchens. But I did want to take a moment and tell our listeners that we have made the difficult decision to cancel the Charleston Home and Design Show. Originally scheduled for January 22nd through the 24th, 2021. And when we made the decision to move the Charleston Home and Design Show to North Charleston from the Gilliard Center, we assumed that the larger venue would be a good precaution against any lingering effects of COVID-19. And unfortunately, Cases of COVID in South Carolina remain high, and this has impacted the planning of our January home show. And in the 16 years that we've staged the Charleston Home and Design Show every January, we've always welcomed the greatest number of homeowners possible, and we don't feel like this can happen in January 2021, in just about a month from now. We feel certain that the COVID-19 will impact the attendance of the show because the cases there's so many of them right now. So rather than try to put on an event ultimately will be less attended than it has in the past, we've decided just to pull the plug on the Charleston Home and Design Show. And so it's just not the right time to have a home show. But look for the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 27th through the 29th, 2021. So we're already making plans and shifting everything from our January home show to our August home show. So things will be better by then, and we plan on having our home show then. In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me directly at tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. That's tbarkley@newhomecharleston.com. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone now is Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Natural Home Light.
Well, Natural Home Light is a skylight company, and we are a skylight specialist in that we replace old skylights, or we can install new skylights in areas of your home that you don't have any daylight. And that's what we did.
Gotcha. And who should be thinking about maybe having skylights installed in their home?
If you have a skylight in your home right now that's older than 20 years old, you need to stop thinking about maintaining that skylight and start budgeting to upgrade and replace that skylight. With energy code, with impact glass, with performance, it is the next generation of skylight daylighting products out on the market, and you really need to upgrade for energy efficiency, safety, and code requirements. And if you don't have a skylight in, let's say, a great room or a kitchen, and you find yourselves turning the lights on throughout the day on a nice sunny day, you need to consider how to get nice, healthy daylight in that space too. So we can install and do what we call a new cut in a dark space. So we can replace your skylights, your old inefficient skylights, or we can upgrade your room and bring in a lot of great new natural daylighting.
You're in an industry with Natural Home Light where you probably come across homeowners that maybe have experienced some problems, some leaks, and so forth with skylights. And it's unfortunate that you probably have to apologize for somebody else's mistakes and correct those somebody else's mistakes. But what is it about Natural Home Light that sets you apart from some of those companies that maybe installed a skylight for somebody incorrectly, or they've had a bad experience?
Yeah, that's a good point, Tim. I think Noah had skylights on the Ark that leaked, and it started there with people saying, "Oh yeah, I never have a skylight; it leaks." Well, that's not the case, especially now with the design and upgrades of feature and performance of today's skylight. So, unfortunately, we are following a contractor sometime who's been on the roof or worked around the roof or worked for the homeowner who maybe has worked on the skylight or installed a new skylight and just didn't know what all they needed to know about best practices, waterproofing, direct flashing. There's a lot of parts and pieces to a skylight. Let me say also, to most people, their largest investment is their home. And the roofing industry is always talking to the homeowner about a good roof that's installed correctly. Well, in many homes, in that great installed roof is a window. And that window has to be treated, that skylight has to be treated as a potential issue, if not installed, flashed, and waterproofed correctly, to protect that investment long term. So I walk in a home and I look up and it's like, oh my goodness, I'll see bad water stains, evidence of long-term damage. And I will say, it looks like you've got a pretty bad leak. And they will say, I just haven't been able to find the right person to fix it. I've had it caulked. I've had it covered, but it keeps leaking. And unfortunately, they hadn't been able to get a hold of us. They didn't know we were there. This is what we do. And we can fix the problem, and we can put a skylight in there that will work long term.
Without getting into great detail, can you kind of describe maybe what natural home light does to safely and securely install or fix a skylight versus maybe what some of the less reputable competitors might do?
Well, it's real simple. There's three parts to the skylight. There's waterproofing, flashing, and the skylight product. So what we do is remove the problem. We remove the skylight. We go down to the roof deck. We repair and pay attention to anything that needs to be repaired or replaced on the roof deck. Then we install the skylight. We waterproof by code, especially in the low country with 120-mile-an-hour wind codes and the zones we're in. There's special waterproofing and flashing to use, and we use those products. And we use the correct skylight with an impact glass, which is also required. It's OSHA requirement, insurance requirement. So when we're finished with the job, we can safely say it is not going to leak. Now, God forbid we have the big Hugo and the big tree falls on the house and busts the skylight. Well, you're going to have a problem, but you're going to have much bigger problems than the skylight. You're going to have other issues. But as far as storms, rain, ice, snow that we get occasionally, it is not going to leak, and we guarantee it not to leak for as long as that shingle's on the roof.
Does a homeowner need to wait until maybe their roof needs replacing to have a skylight installed at the same time, or is that not a factor?
Oh, that's a big factor. That's a good thing to talk about. So the rule of thumb, and you'll hear this from the roofing industry and from the skylight industry, the rule of thumb is to replace the skylight at the time you're installing the new roof. And for many factors, that doesn't happen often. But as a rule of thumb, replace your skylights when your roof is replaced. Don't panic. Don't beat yourself up. If you find yourself in a situation where you just spent a bunch of money to get a great new perfect roof, but you wanted to save a penny and you told the roofer, just leave the skylights, I don't have a problem with them. 6 months later, boom, you've got a problem with them. Don't beat yourself up. We come in after the fact. We use the brand new shingles. We waterproof the new skylight in. You won't know we've been there. We don't affect the brand new roof. And you have a long warranty and guaranteed product.
Does Natural Home Light sell any skylights that open at all?
So yeah, Velux is the manufacturer we buy from, and they really are the leader by far in the residential skylight business. And they have a plethora of selection from fixed skylights to venting skylights. And one of their fastest growing segments options is the solar powered venting skylight, which requires no wiring, no hot wiring, no electrician, but we can take out an old fixed skylight and install a new solar venting skylight that runs with an app you download on your smartphone. It also qualifies for the federal and state tax credits, And even though it costs a little bit more initially, with a tax credit, it's really a big advantage to upgrade to the Solar 50 product.
And if the homeowner has to leave the home quickly, or they forget and leave the leave that vented skylight open, does it automatically close if it starts to rain, or how's that work?
Good point, Tim. The solar powered unit comes with a rain sensor. So yes, you know, especially in the summertime, blue sky. You jump in the car and go to the grocery store, you got the bad storm. With the sensor on the skylight, it knows to close if you've left it open. Also, the app that is on your phone, and that app is called Velux Active, or the Velux Active app, that you'll get the notification on your phone that your skylight is closing. If you've left home and you want to open the skylight from your phone, you can open the skylight. You can set it on timers, but you don't have to worry or maintain the venting operation. It knows to shut when it's raining or you have bad weather.
Gotcha. And let's say you want more daylight in the kitchen, but you have a two-story house. How does that work?
Well, if you have attic space above the area that you need daylight, then you can install a skylight or sun tunnel. If there is a second or third story in the home, we really don't have an option for the skylight product. But about 20 to 30% of the time, we can look at putting a sun tunnel, which is a tubular skylight, through the second story living space, and bringing the tube into the kitchen area. So that is a possibility if you have a kitchen or a bathroom or living area with no attic space but a living space above you. We may be able to get a sun tunnel in there, but that's something we need to provide a field site survey for.
What's the most common room that skylights are added to in a house?
The number one room that skylights are added to would be the great room areas, specifically in the homes that have a slope or cathedral ceiling in their great room, which makes a very nice afterlook. When we install the skylights in a living space with a sloped ceiling in a great room, it looks like the skylights were installed when the house was built. It doesn't look like they were stuck in those applications. So we do a lot of great room, living room areas with skylights, and we call those new cuts. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that work.
Is there ever any issue with heat gain where a home is getting the daylight from the skylights, but it's causing the room to kind of heat up in the summertime?
No. So in the old day, when skylight manufacturers used regular glass, heating was a huge issue. Thermal performance was awful because you could be sitting on your couch on a July day, and when the sun came right through that clear glass, you could feel the heat on the couch.
Uh-huh.
The glass used today is many generations better than the glass of old, and so heat no longer is the issue, primary issue. And along with that concern is the fading of fabric or flooring or artwork. The new glass eliminates that problem also. And if you're in a tight space like a bonus room area above the garage where the skylight is sort of right at you at ceiling level, and the warmth in the summer may need to be controlled, that's a great application for their solar blinds. You can have solar double pleated blinds installed, which really help you control both the daylight and the warmth in those conditions.
Very nice. Well, it makes me want to get a skylight installed in my own home. That sounds great. How can folks get in touch with Natural Home Light?
Well, that's easy to do. You can get us with an email at info@naturalhomelight.com. You can go to our website, get our information, iwantlight.com or naturalhomelight.com. Our phone number in the Low Country area is 843-412-5162. We want to set up an in-home consultation in the Charleston area. Dennis, who's really a veteran with us, who is, as detailed as he can be, he has installed a lot of skylights. He will come out to your home and walk you through the complete process with photos, with framing instructions and overview. He's very good, and he'll come out and give a free site survey for you.
Well, we have been talking with Mike Townsend with Natural Home Light, and light is spelled L-I-T-E. Thank you so much, Mike. And joining us on the phone right now is Randy Wright with Century Glass. How are you, Randy?
I'm well, Tim. Glad to be a part of your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Randy, take a moment and tell everybody about Century Glass.
Well, Century Glass is a locally owned and operated glass company. We have a facility on Dorchester Road, and then we have a facility up in Columbia, South Carolina also. We've been serving South Carolina for coming up on 30 years in 2 months. And really pride ourselves on being the glass company that people can count on to get the job done and get it done right.
Well, that's great. Well, speaking of helping customers, what are some of the areas where Century Glass can help homeowners?
We can help homeowners in the three different areas. We can help them with their shower doors in their home, which is spot that we spend a lot of time and have a lot of expertise in doing custom shower doors. We can help the homeowners with fogged windows, mirrors, glass for tabletops, any type of glass that can get broken and need to be replaced, we can do. We can do painted backsplashes. We really pride ourselves on getting creative, antique mirrors, all those little things that just take a home over the top. And then the last component of our business is we also do auto glass. We replace windshields and door glasses, back glasses, and even the side mirrors in your car.
I didn't quite catch that. What? How can Century Glass help with backsplashes?
Yeah, we do. We can do painted backsplashes, which some people are opting away from tile.
Oh, okay.
And are using a painted glass backsplash.
Wow.
Yeah, very neat. It's quite the process to get one of those in, but they look fabulous once we get them in and get them done.
What's the what does the design look like when it's installed?
Well, it looks like a glass tile. Like, a lot of people have like a glass subway tile
sure.
on their backsplash or glass tile, except there's no tile. It's just, it's got that glass look. We can paint it any number of custom colors. And when that is up, then it really looks, usually we'll have a couple seams in there. We try to make them as seamless as possible. But it really will make that backsplash area pop.
That's great. Now tile is very durable. How does the glass backsplash hold up?
It holds up very well. It, of course, there's no grout to get dirty or anything like that. So as long as it's cleaned frequently and using a non-abrasive cleaner, it holds up very well.
Nice. So there's no texture on that that glass backsplash. So you're able to wipe it down and. There's none of the grout lines you're saying then, huh?
That's correct.
Neat. That sounds really, really interesting. And and then on top of that, the shower, the heavy glass shower enclosures, that's something that Century Glass is very well known for.
Yes, we do a lot. We like to think that we're one of the primary providers for a heavy glass or, you know, all glass shower enclosures. And we've got, but we have enclosures to fit any type of surround. We have enclosures that will fit that we can put in acrylic or fiberglass surrounds, cultured marble, tiled surrounds. Weight distribution kind of helps predicate what we can and cannot put in a given surround. But we are definitely the experts in this space and can, you know, we help guide homeowners, you know, every day as to what the best application, the best look is for their bathroom when they're either building or remodeling.
It's interesting to see how trends come and go, and the big garden tubs, everybody loved those years and years ago, and now they're all coming out of the people's homes, and people are going with a nice big shower or shower enclosure, right?
That's right. That is right. They're increasing their space. They're on the plumbing side, there's a lot of different shower heads now that you can have installed, and to really give you a spa feel. And that shower enclosure is a big part of keeping that all that water from that spa feel inside your shower enclosure.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that Century Glass can help with fogged windows in your house. So if you that's a common problem. So if somebody has a seal that has broken in their window sash and it's fogging up, or maybe the glass is broken, like one of the layers. Usually it's, there's two layers of glass, one of the layers is broken. So that doesn't require replacing the entire window. Century Glass can fix those things.
Yeah, in most cases we can actually order a replacement glass unit, or what we call an insulated unit, and then we'll take that window framing, we'll take the window out of the opening, the sash that has the broken glass in it, and then there are typically points that we can separate the frames and put a new glass in there, put it back together, and put it back in your opening without ever having to replace that window.
Wow, that's great. And when you're replacing a window, that can be a big thing to with regards to tearing out the whole window unit and that kind of thing. So that's gonna save a lot of time and hassle for homeowners for sure.
Yes, it is.
And in addition to the fog windows, talk about the mirrors and the glass, like for tabletops and things like that, that Century Glass can help with.
Well, we'll start with the mirrors. Of course, you know, every bathroom, you know, the mirrors are what really will make your bathroom look larger, and really enhance the bathroom. You know, we do the, we cut holes in our mirrors for outlets and, you know, through glass light fixtures, and we've even had it where the plumbing fixtures have come out of the mirrors before. We've done some of those, so it's another way to really dress up that bathroom. We have frames, both overlay and inset frames for bathrooms for the mirrors to just dress it up. That's been a trend that's been occurring for about the last 6-7 years, or going and putting a frame up around your mirror in your bathroom as opposed to just having those exposed edges. But also we do mirrors, you know, mirror walls in fitness rooms, with the stay at home and people not going to the gyms. A lot of people are converting rooms to, you know, workout and exercise rooms, and we can come in and put mirror walls up for you so you can kind of watch your progress.
Nice.
And the last part of that is, tabletops and protecting that wood furniture. We pattern cut and can polish the edges on a lot of different pieces of glass so that we can protect the that wood credenza or coffee table, end tables, any of those.
Mm. Does anybody ever ask for a two-way mirror? Is that what they're called, like that you see in the police shows?
Yes, we do, and we are, We actually keep some in stock, so we do have the, it's called a Miro pane. We do keep that two-way glass in stock. And, you know, we don't see this in as many home applications. We see it in a lot of, you know, commercial applications where you want to be able to see out, but you don't want the people on the other side able to see in.
Well, I've got a teenager, so I'm kind of thinking along those lines.
I completely understand.
How we might utilize that. Well, good deal. And then talk about the auto side of things. And this time of year, Century Glass always has a really great auto glass windshield protection special that you run.
Yeah, well, to start with auto glass, you know, we all of our auto glass technicians are master certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council. They actually are the only organization that sends out independent auditors that monitor our guys in the field to make sure that we are putting that glass in right. Because a windshield in your car now is so much more than what you look through. Mm-hmm. All of your cameras mount at that mirror bracket, and so that mirror, you know, that windshield and that mirror has to be set just right, and then those cameras have to be recalibrated, or you're going to lose some of the safety functions of your car. And you know, you bought that car with those safety functions, and they're vital nowadays. So using our master certified technicians, we make sure we get that part of the job done right. And then once we either repair or replace your windshield, now through the end of January, we're running a promotion. It's a product that it's called nanotechnology, and it's a product that we put on your windshield, and it repels the water. In other words, raindrops instead of kind of the slow stream down your windshield, roll down a little droplets. Probably the easiest analysis is Rain-X on steroids. Mm. And it will last, depending on how much you drive your car and how much you use your wiper, they'll last anywhere from 4 to 6 months. But this product in driving rains, it, you know, repels the water, but it also helps with night glare. You see better at night as this product fills the small pores in the glass, and you can really, it really helps with night vision. And then it also helps, you know, with keeping dirt and ice from sticking. Doesn't mean that the frost we got this morning is just going to roll off the car, but it does make it easier to scrape, and it's a very beneficial product. I put it on my car at least twice, but sometimes three times a year, just to it makes driving safer and better.
Hmm. Yeah, and you do a lot of commuting between Charleston and Columbia, and I know I've talked to you before. You swear by that windshield protection that you guys put on there. I've heard you say sometimes you don't even turn on the windshield wipers.
That's right. I was coming back a couple weeks ago, and it was pouring rain, and I just, you know, it wasn't a monsoon, but in a nice steady rain, it rolls off. The wipers are just getting in the way for me seeing. So they just rolled off. But of course, you know, I wouldn't encourage somebody to go out there. Use your judgment is what helps you see best.
Exactly. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Century Glass?
Well, they can give us a call at 843-614-4628. They can visit our website at Century Glass, and then SC for South Carolina .com, or they can come by and see us at 8020 Dorchester Road. We have our showroom there has over 19 different shower doors on display, so if you want some ideas, come on in, pay us a visit. We're open from 8 to 5, and you can see open, you know, more than looking at pictures, you can see how those barn door style sliders roll, and really get to experience the product before, you decide what you're going to put in your new bathroom.
Yeah, you've got Century Glass has a great showroom on Dorchester Road, and I love all those different vignettes and displays that you have demonstrating the different types of shower glass glass shower doors that Century Glass can install in your own home. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Randy Wright with Century Glass. Thanks so much, Randy.
All right, thank you, Tim. Glad to be a part of your show.
You bet. And joining us on the phone right now is Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How you doing, Ben?
Good, Tim. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting.
Sure. Carolina Lanterns and Lighting has been around for the last 20 years. We're excited and proud to be a staple here in the Lowcountry, but we have been nationally recognized for multiple things that we've done through coastal living, southern living, and lanterns in multiple different locations all throughout the United States and overseas. But mostly here lately, we've been doing a lot of different projects up and down the coastline that we're just thankful for being a part of.
Gotcha. So, yeah, Carolina Lanterns, you alluded to the fact that Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, you folks have gotten a lot of national recognition in publications like Southern Living as part of the Southern Living Idea House and Coastal Living Magazine's Idea House. And am I missing any?
No, that's really where we kind of hit a stride and a sweet spot in there. And in fact, we just finished up one of the Southern Living houses in the Habersham area down in the Beaufort-Bluffton area. And we were very thankful to be able to work with Alan Patterson, a builder down there, and able to help them out and be a part of that entire project.
Well, I know when some of these national magazines, when they do idea houses, they're they have a different materials that they're using for different locations and so forth. So the fact that they have invited Carolina Lanterns and Lighting back so many times over the years, that's a huge compliment to you folks as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, Tim. And it's been great working with them because they always give us like a curveball. And, you know, most of the time when you're dealing with lighting, you don't really think of too much of a curveball. But one of the things that we take a lot of pride in is that if you can think it, if you can draw it, if you can kind of come up with it, we can probably build it for you. And that is the thing that really has set us apart from some of our competition here in the Lowcountry and nationally, is the fact that if you can come up with that idea of what you really want to do, we can help you with some CAD drawings and some specialties, and just even if it's on a napkin, we can kind of help you create the light that you're looking for and then build it for specifications. And that's really been the thing that has kind of set us apart from our competition, like I've said. And in fact, it's one of the reasons why we've done so much with Southern Living. It's also one of the reasons why we just launched a couple new lanterns here recently. And in fact, we're able to come up with promoting a new design called a vortex flame. It's pretty cool to look at.
Well, first of all, before I ask you about what the vortex flame is all about, what was the curveball that Southern Living Magazine threw at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting?
Sure. So, one of the last curveballs they sent us, is that they wanted a very intricate design on the top of a lantern, almost one of those things that you would look at that that you would need like a specialist or like a one of these laser machines to be able to cut. What happened is they wanted for us to create what we called the Beaufort lantern. And in creating the Beaufort lantern, if you look at the top of the Beaufort lantern, it has all these little intricate design cuts that we had to bring in a specialty machine for and kind of cut and line up. And so it has one of the most detailed lanterns that we've ever done. And in fact, it's such an amazing product that we actually decided to put it on our showroom floor. And it's now one of those lanterns that we can offer to anybody.
Oh, neat. That's great. And someone involved with the Idea House said, you've got beautiful lanterns at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting, but we want something completely unique.
That's exactly what happened. And so what we take pride in is trying to tackle those challenges. And so we literally had our architect take about 6 or 7 different photos of lanterns. They liked body styles, flames, things like that. And what we did is we sat down, put it together, and kind of came up with a brand new lantern just for them.
Wow, that's amazing. And And to have to kind of absorb that kind of a request on the fly when, you know, when it's going to be a lot easier to just use one of the existing lanterns and to accommodate a client like that. I'm sure that, that they're not the only one that you've had to accommodate, over the years, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Tim. We love the challenge of this. We love creating new things, and we love the creativity that our clients bring to us.
Uh-huh. And talk about the new Vortex flame for some of the lanterns that Carolina Lanterns and Lighting is selling these days.
Sure. So we have a specialty line that we have, and we put a new flame in there, a new flame design. It's called a Vortex flame, where if you look at the flame on most standard lanterns that are on the outside of the house, it's anywhere between a 3 or like a 4, what we call leaf burner. So if you stare at it, it's just going to be burning, you know, 4 of those little flames. So we created this absolutely amazing thing that's called the Vortex flame, where if you look at it, it looks like the flames are spinning out of the bottom of the lantern, and it creates almost like a cone-shaped flame that goes up. And the Vortex flame is really unique because we can have it with many different sizes, the height-wise, for inside the lanterns. And it's really spectacular because, honestly, if you look around the houses that are in some of the neighbors around down here, it literally sets your house apart with this different type of flame.
Huh. That's interesting. Was that a discovery by accident, or did you folks, your craftsmen, seek that kind of a thing?
Yeah. So one of our craftsmen actually decided that he was just going to play around with an idea, and wanted to see if there would be a way that that we could have a flame that wouldn't be blown out by coastal winds. And so he just started working on a couple different designs, and sure enough, he came up with this design where you can open up the front door of the lantern, take a leaf blower, turn it on, and it's not blowing out the flame.
Oh, wow. Do any of the Carolina lanterns come with do they all burn 24/7, or are any where you could flip a switch and it will electronically ignite?
Yeah, so we have what's called an electric ignition inside of lanterns. It's one of those modifications that we can make for you that if the flame does blow out, it'll just ignite itself right back up. So it's, you know, both a safety thing. We want to make sure that things can, you know, you're not losing that. But it's also an expense thing. You don't want to just, you know, have the propane or natural gas kind of just pouring out of there. You want to be able to keep it safe.
Mm-hmm. Does it, and a lot of my neighbors have lanterns on the outside of their house that burn 24/7. Is that expensive to do?
Absolutely not. It's actually only about $12 to $15 a month. And when you think about that with electricity is about half of that. So not really that expensive if you keep something on the entire time.
Right. Okay. Good deal. And, Ben, a lot of people are not aware that Carolina Lanterns and Lighting has, you've got your beautiful showroom in Mount Pleasant, just as you're heading up to go on 526. But then you've also, Carolina Lanterns and Lighting also has an outlet center. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so our outlet center is located right off of 526, about a mile and a half down the road, right on Deanna Lane. And it's 445 Deanna Lane is the address. And what we like to call it is we have discounts that are connected to designers. And in other words, we have designer line products that are here in our outlet center. And we just bring them in at a discounted rate. And they're still great products in boxes. We even have some of our lanterns that are here. Nothing's wrong with them, never installed, brand new stuff to be able to use. And it's a great space. It's about a little over 1,000 feet. So there's plenty of things that are hanging up out here. And one of the things I love about our outlet is we are constantly getting new things in almost every month that we just bring on in. And people come in here and get, like I said, they get designer style lighting for the inside and outside of their house at a discounted rate.
Well, good deal. And talk about the big sale that Carolina Lanterns and Lighting is having at the Outlet Center.
Sure. Starting on December the 7th, we're doing 20% off your entire order at our outlet center. So, you know, it's kind of like that Bath & Beyond, their 20% coupon. Instead of one item, we're doing the entire thing. So you come on in between the 7th and December 31st, and you'll have enough lighting here to be able to fill up a whole house.
Excellent, excellent. Save 20% through December 31st at Carolina Lanterns and Lighting at the Outlet Center, everything at the Outlet Center. All right. Well, and how can folks get more information about Carolina Lanterns and Lighting? They give you address for the for your showroom, not the Outlet Center, but then also on the web.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always go on the website. It's www.carolinalanterns.com. You can always find all of our products on there. You can also go on there and create a wish list if you just want to be able to spend some time looking at some different lights. You can follow us on Instagram. You can also go to our Facebook page with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. But those are the easiest ways to connect with us. We're always trying to update our photos and keep people updated of what's going on. And we're excited about what 2020 is going to end and look like. We're also excited what 2021 is going to do, and bringing in some new products and some new styles for everyone.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you taking time out to talk to us today. We've been talking with Ben Walters with Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. Thanks so much, Ben. And joining us on the phone right now is Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Judson?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you doing today?
Just fine. Judson, take a moment and tell everybody about Charleston Amish Furniture.
Well, I would say one of the first things you need to know about Charleston Amish Furniture is we are not a large corporation. We are a family-owned business, and we herald from the Amish roots up in Ohio, and our owners are we're previously Amish, and all the furniture that we have in our store for the most part is made by the Amish up in Ohio and a little bit from Indiana. And the attention to detail and the craftsmanship is heirloom quality. It is an absolutely amazing product.
Yeah. I grew up in northern New York, where there's a pretty sizable Amish population. And it seems like anything that the Amish make, whether in our area growing up, there were a lot of dairy farms, and we always bought like churned butter from them and cheese curd and all sorts of interesting things. But the Amish are just known for wholesome, excellent quality, aren't they?
They definitely are. You know, when you have a culture that's very much based on working with your hands and the crafting and the creation of items and these things of beauty, like the furniture or just the general everyday, like how they handle their farms, the dairy farms that you're familiar with, the quality that they bring to the table with that is remarkable, especially in this day and age. They have maintained the ability to bring beautiful handmade pieces of furniture forward for us. And even in the construction of homes and barns in the Amish communities, it's just a sight to behold them working together and doing that.
And how does the Amish made furniture compare to some of the other furniture that you see in other stores that maybe is being built in China or other countries?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit partial to ours, obviously, but in complete honesty, the quality, once you see it, once you feel it, it is, you just know the quality is there. Our finishes, we warranty everything from our store for a 10-year period. We even have some items that are warranted for life. But the solid wood, not only is it heavier because of the weight of the real wood, but you know, it's the quality, I would say, is so exceptional that almost all other furniture dims in comparison to
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, and I like to tell the story whenever I interview you, Judson, about there's one of the cabinet companies in Charleston Home and Design magazine, Sullivan Custom Cabinet. The owner, Nathan Sullivan, he's a cabinet maker by trade, and he bought a beautiful dining room table from Charleston Amish Furniture, one of the ones that you had in display at a previous home show of ours. And you know, I think that's a big compliment for a cabinet maker to recognize the quality of a you know, a piece of furniture like a dining room table, and it had a lot of moving gears to expand and retract the table depending on how many guests you might have. And you know which table I'm talking about?
I know exactly which table you're talking about. Yes, and you know, on the majority of our dining room tables, you can store up to 4 leaves inside of the table. You don't have to find another closet for them. The gear slide allows you to easily, you know, open the table up from just standing at the one end and pulling on it. You know, there no longer do you have to fight on both ends of the table to try to get it to open up for you. And so we try not only to offer an old world quality, but also have the convenience of, you know, of modern life and the comforts that we've come to enjoy and the things that we want to be able to facilitate that as well. And the Amish have, you know, since they started building furniture roughly in the 1960s, they have come a really long way in just really making a quality product that also has, you know, beautiful designs and, you know, anything from ultra modern to more of a traditional style. We offer all an entire array of tables.
Now, this is a silly question, but aren't the Amish known for not using power in their homes and things like that?
Correct. And there's a story I love to tell, and I might have told you this before, Tim, but I was up in Ohio last year. And there's a small shop there that makes some gorgeous tables for us. And one of the owner's sons was out there helping him. And he's a younger gentleman. And the table was, you know, propped up. It had all the things there to protect it and all that. But they were sanding it by hand to make sure that it was at the quality that we require for the tables here on our sales floor. And I knew the client that table was going to. And I know that table, and just to see it being, you know, at that process being made and that attention to detail, you absolutely cannot beat it. It is a wonderful product.
That's amazing, and it kind of makes you think that every piece of furniture that's coming out of their shop is probably unique in one way or another.
They definitely are. You know, they're not making these on an assembly line. You know, when you picture these, imagine an older barn. Like if you look up a picture of like an old Indiana, like a dairy farm barn, or, you know, that classic red barn with the yep. stone foundation around it. You know, some of these are being transformed into workshops because of for a variety of reasons that they have. They like to be with the family and working from home. And so oftentimes building furniture is a good solution for them. And these shops, they'll turn them in to the little workshops, and they'll start making tables or bedroom sets and different things like that. Some of our builders don't even have the capability of using a fax machine. We have some builders that we in the past have sent. We have to send a letter with the purchase order so that they can so that they make it. But I tell you what, when that piece comes in, it's worth the wait. It is worth the process. I mean, it is gorgeous.
Is it all wood furniture, or does Charleston Amish Furniture also sell any kind of upholstered furniture?
We do sell. That's a good question. Yeah, we do sell some upholstery as well. And the upholstery for the primarily comes out of Bern, Indiana, from a very well-known company called Smith Brothers. And they are not Amish in the sense of their owners are not Amish. They do have some Amish that work for them, but they herald from the same type of roots. They are very much, you know, every piece is built by hand. They offer a lot of customization, and they are a great company to work for. But I'd have to say, if you want to try them out, you definitely need to come into the store floor. And we have quite a few frames on the floor here, and you can sit down on them and just feel the quality, the comfort, and they warranty a lot of the parts of their sofas for a lifetime as well. So, you know, if you would ever have an issue with your fabric or the foam or the suspension or anything along those lines, they will take good care of you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the authorities are promoting that we do a lot of our activities outdoors, and our listeners might not be aware that Charleston Amish Furniture has a really big selection of outdoor furniture.
Yes, There's an Amish company in Ohio that makes the majority of our outdoor furniture, and they have been incredibly busy recently, and to me, that's just a testament to the quality that they bring forth. And, you know, our furnitures, our outdoor furniture is flying off the floor, off the shelves, if you will. But, you know, we're continuing to get more and more in, and we will until the end of the year. And we're going to be getting a large order in the beginning of the year as well. But, yeah, we offer a lifetime warranty on all of our outdoor furniture. It's over a 94% recycled material. It's called a polywood. And there are some companies that offer polywood, but it's not made by the Amish. And over time, I've heard reports of, you know, they'll start to loosen up or have issues, but we've never had that problem with ours. And we believe in it so much. Like I said before, you know, we warranty it for a lifetime. And if you ever have an issue with it whatsoever, you deal directly with me. Mm-hmm. And we'll take excellent care of you.
Yeah, and it's made out of the polywood. That's a composite material, so it's going to stand up to the heat and humidity and to the elements that we have here in Charleston, because it is going to be outdoors.
Exactly, yeah. With the salty air and everything and the somewhat harsh weather, I would say, we have here, they use a marine-grade stainless steel hardware on all the pieces so that you don't ever have to worry about, like, rust lines running down the furniture or anything like that. And then the poly wood itself, like I said, is over 94% recycled material, but it's also 100% UV resistant. So it will not get dry, it will not get brittle, it won't break. Yeah, you can put it out at the end of the dock and sit in it with your coffee in the morning to watch the sunrise come up over the marsh. And when the sun's high in the sky, it will not destroy the furniture at all.
Oh, that's great. And we save the best for last because everybody wants to save money these days. Talk about the big sale that Charleston Amish Furniture has got going on now through the end of December.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, and I'm very excited for the sale. This is a sliding scale sale. What that means is the more you buy, the more you save. And if you would like to go on our website at charlestonamish.com, we have a breakdown of the different price points and the dollar amounts you can save. But it's a great sale. It's a great value for the furniture. Keep in mind that you're buying this furniture once. You'll never have to buy it again. It will last a lifetime. And the sale is going to be running all the way through until December 31st.
All the way through New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, good deal. And how can folks get more information about Charleston Amish Furniture?
You know, if you'd like to talk to one of our home experts here on the floor, give us a call. Phone number is 843-225-2513. And anyone here would be more than happy to help you. If you'd like to check us out on the website, we just recently updated our website, and we're in the process of adding more photos to it. But it's www.charlestonamish.com. And there's some more information about our team, about the sales, and some images as well on the website. So we definitely like to hear your feedback on that and to check that out. Yeah, we're on social media as well with Facebook and Instagram.
And don't forget about the big sale through going on now through December 31st at Charleston Amish Furniture. And we've been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Judson.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.